Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
That word covenant also means contract, an agreement between two or more parties for the doing or not doing of something specified. Praise the Lord. Jesus died on the cross, and the key thing there to remember is that covenant is a relationship word. It's not something that, you know, God did everything for me, so there's nothing for me to do. Well, true, you can't earn what He did for you. We have to watch that as believers, that we don't get into what we would call the works mentality, right? I fasted 4 days this week, so I've earned the blessing. No, you fasted for the wrong reasons. You just starved yourself, basically, right? Amen? No, we obey God because we love Him. We do what He says because He's God and we love Him. Amen? But He died for me, and so my part is to live for Him. Two-way. Somebody say two-way street, right? Amen. That's called having a relationship with the Lord. We choose to live for Him. Amen. But look at John 19, if you have your Bible. And He, bearing His cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull. You know what I heard about that, Mount Calvary, the place of a skull? You know how it got the name, place of a skull? It's because this is where David buried Goliath's head. Amen. The place of the skull. The place of a great victory. The place where the enemy lost his head. And what's about to happen? The enemy is about to lose his head. And he doesn't even know it. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Where they crucified Him. Two others with Him. One on either side. And Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title, put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And, you know, remember with crucifixion, what a horrible, any type of torturous death would be awful. But being nailed to a cross through your wrists and your feet and bleeding out. And the method of death is suffocation because you have to hold yourself up to breathe. And it's excruciatingly painful. And eventually the person dies, right? That's why they were amazed when they came within about 6 hours. Jesus was already dead. 6 hours, guys. That's a wow, you know. And the two thieves, they had to break their legs so that they would suffocate and die. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took His garments and made four parts to each soldier apart, also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. Now listen, if Jesus' clothes were gambled for, He was not a poor man. Now, this will shake some people's religion. Amen. He had a nice garment. He was wearing an Armani robe. Amen. Priest, right? He was a rabbi. And he was not a poor man. He was well supported. Had a house in Capernaum. Amen. Praise God. What do you think happened to all that gold they brought to Him? Amen. The wise men, you know. So they're gambling for His nice stuff, right? Amen. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, we just read that. Verse 24. They said therefore among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it. Whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, and that word knowing actually is the word seeing. It's important to remember that Jesus, yeah, he's God the Son, but he was not doing this as God. He was doing this as a man, right? So he was seeing, coming to realization, okay, the finish line, I am close to the finish line, right? Seeing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. And I think about an athlete that's been in a marathon, and they see the finish line coming, and their muscles are seizing up. I'm close to the finish line. Somebody give me some Gatorade so I can make it. Right? He was dehydrated. Amen? Dying on this cross, right? Now, a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. This was actually a medicinal thing. It was supposed to help kill some of the pain. Kind of, you know, ironic, right? So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said this, it is finished. And you'll notice if in your Bible there's an exclamation mark. He didn't, it is finished. It is finished! Victory. Victory shout. Amen? And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Glory to God. What was he talking about? It is finished. He was talking about death is finished. The curse is finished. Sin is finished. The devil is finished. My work is finished. Amen? Glorious things. Glory. I finished my course. Amen. That's awesome. Amen? But the word finished means this. There's some words that I want to share with you. Discharge a debt. Don't you know all of humanity was under a debt called sin that you could not pay? There wasn't enough sheep and goats and bulls and pigeons to pay the debt. Amen? Jesus said, the debt is paid in full, all you all, even the guy that swung the hammer. Amen. Even that priest that's still hurling insults at me. Even my mother, right? Your debts are canceled. Sin debts canceled. Amen? And it means complete, accomplished, to make an end. God was done with this separation between him and people that started in the Garden of Eden. Amen? There is now an end of that. No more need. And remember Shelley sharing about in the temple how the curtain was torn. Into where the high priest could go and make sacrifices. The veil was torn. Pastor George shared last week that thing was probably, I think they said like 300 feet or 300 yards wide and like a handbreadth thick. It took, he said it took like, I don't know how many, a lot of men to hang that curtain. Heavy, 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 heavy. And don't you know the curse and sin is heavy, 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 heavy. And God was done with it. You know what? This sin thing is not going to separate me from my people ever again. One sacrifice, one blood. Amen. The Lamb of God is taking away the sin of the world. No more separation between you and God. That is glorious. Amen. And that's how you know the difference between Christianity, followers of Jesus, and religion. Religion says you can know God through me or through this organization. And we won't tell you a whole lot about him, but you just keep giving us money and we'll tell you how to live. And amen. That's called deception. That's called robbery. God is not okay with people being connived like this. When this man paid the price for them to be set free, amen. He's not into control. He's into you being free. Amen? Free to come into his presence yourself without a priest in the way. Amen? That's the great thing about what I do is I get to show you things that he shows me and then you go to him. I don't have to go. I pray for you, yeah, but I'm not telling you, you know, you have to go to God through me. That's called religion and control and downright lies. Amen? And I don't want to answer for that. I don't want that responsibility. Amen? Praise the Lord. So Jesus discharged the debt, completed the work, accomplished it, made an end of this separation. Right? I like the word expire. Yes, Jesus expired at that point. He died. But guess what else expired? Sin. Sin had a shelf life, praise God, and it died. Amen. And all the little lambs said, amen, amen. Amen. The sin thing expired. Your debt, your sickness, your disease, your depression, all those things that tried to cling on to us have expired. So why should we give them a moment in our life when they've expired? It'd be like me getting Confederate money or a bill from the southern states before Civil War. Oh, I better pay this to Louisiana. No, you don't have to. That's after 1860. Somebody say, the war is over. Amen. The sin war is over. Jesus has defeated the devil once and for all, and the devil's time is expired. He is now officially trespassing on this planet. He has been given an eviction notice, and he is trespassing. Don't make no mistake about it. He is trespassing. Maybe that's another thing that the T reminds him of. From this point on, I am trespassing. Isn't that glorious? Amen. So don't let sin or sickness trespass on your ground. Devil, no trespassing here. Amen. I am free. And I like the word also finished means to go over. It's like a bridge. Amen. We can now go over from death to life once and for all. Somebody say once and for all. Amen. It means to pay. Jesus paid it all. Amen. Look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 1 through 8. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Why did they come to see the tomb? Because they were looking for a dead man. Amen? No shame on them. They were looking for a dead man. That's why you go to a tomb. Amen? And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. And don't you know, he didn't roll the stone back so Jesus could get out of there. In his new body, and you'll have a body just like it. When you go to heaven, when you're resurrected, you'll be able to walk through a wall without even going through the door. Amen? I heard Brother Capps talk about this. He said, you know what, when the rapture starts getting close, your body may begin to change. He said, if all of a sudden you're going to outside and you walk through a wall and you're outside to start yelling, the rapture's coming. The rapture's close. I mean, these are great things to think about. Amen. So his countenance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow. Don't you know Jesus washed you white as snow? Amen. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, notice the angel didn't go hacking up the guards, right? Jesus paid their sin debt too. They're just doing their job, right? Amen. But the angel answered and said to the women, don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. Somebody say, he's not here. Jesus has left the building. He's not in the tomb. Amen? Amen? For he is risen. Isn't it great that that's why the Bible says they put him in a borrowed tomb? He just said, you know, I just need it for a few days, right? I'm not going to be here long. And it was a rich guy's tomb, right? Never been used. Hallelujah. Maybe the cross, the letter T, reminds you, 3 days. That's all. And it's over. Amen? Praise the Lord. Do not be afraid. I know you seek Jesus. He is not here. He is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going to before you to Galilee. So these women were the first preachers, right? After, go and tell. That's the T again. Go tell people this. This is not a secret. Amen? Go and tell his disciples. Go and tell the world. He is not here. He is risen. He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring news to his disciples, bring his disciples word. Don't you know Jesus has redeemed the woman? Religion, the world would want women to be under the man's foot. But the first people, the first ones to hear he is risen, women, and go preach, women. Amen? Good luck, devil, stopping the women, right? Ain't gonna happen. Praise the Lord, right? The word risen means this, to awaken or rouse from sleep, from disease, from death, from obscurity, from inactivity, from ruins, from non-existence. That's powerful. Amen? Jesus was awoken. He was aroused from the sleep, from the sleep of death. And guess what? You and I now have been risen with Jesus. We died with him in our sins, and we rose again with him by faith in what he's done. So what does that mean? That means disease has no hold on you. It means death has no hold on you. It means you don't have to live a life of obscurity. Amen? Where everything's meaningless and you're worth nothing. These are lies. We don't listen to lies. We're the king's kids, right? Inactivity means get busy serving Jesus, right? Praise God. We have comfortable seats in our church for us to hear the word, but we don't sit there all week. Right? We get out and do stuff for God as the Spirit would lead us, right? Ruins, amen. Ruins have no part in our lives. Amen. Let go of the old stuff, look for the new stuff. Non-existence. Don't you know you get to live a life now like sin never even existed? That is the power of the gospel. Like sin never even existed. That's powerful. That's the blood of Jesus. Amen. So we don't listen to the devil throwing the past at us. If he does that, we just throw the future at him. Right? Devil, since you took the time to remind me of yesterday, let me remind you of your tomorrow. Just turn back to the back of the book of Revelation and let's read about worms and the pit and you. And Jesus stood up. It means stand up. It means take up. Right? So we stand for Jesus. We get up. We get up on our faith. Amen. And the cross was in the shape of a T. And we talked about this some already, but T could mean truth, right? The truth is, I needed a Savior. Amen. The truth is, there was sin in my life. And the truth is, Jesus died for my sin. And the truth is, nobody else could have did that but him. So it reminds me of the truth, right? In John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, how arrogant of him. How narrow-minded. He must be some kind of hater. Well, you know, people that call you haters are hating on God, most of them. Because God said this. One way. Not many ways. One way to heaven. That's, if you're interested in the truth and not a trick, then we'll want to embrace this. Amen? He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one, somebody say no one. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus says. And also, we talked about this. T is for trap, if you're the devil, right? Or the religious Pharisees and people that wanted to frame him and kill him, right? Because 1 Corinthians 2:7-8 says this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Somebody say our glory. See, God doesn't mind sharing his glory with you. Amen. Now, we're not going to all worship each other in heaven. We're worshiping God. But you are God's son, God's daughter, royalty in the household of faith, right? Verse 8, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil, if his leaders had known what was going to happen, they never would have crucified Jesus. When they crucified Jesus, it started a brawl in the heavenlies. The devil wished he never would have did it because it turned the Holy Ghost loose on this planet. And now there's little Jesuses everywhere. And they're just thrashing him. And all he can do is try to trick him into religion, right? And into inactivity and staying sick. and staying poor. All he can do is the power of his little suggestions, reminding them of their sins. But there's a full-on brawl. Somebody say, get in the brawl. Can you hear King David up there? Give him one for me, Steve. I wonder how many people in heaven would just relish three more days on this planet. We all want to get there, but I bet there's some of those folks in heaven, you know, they're there now, and they're thinking, man, if I just had another week, what I would do for God. That planet, we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. T is for trust. Somebody say trust, right? Psalm 4:5 says this, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. And Jesus is the sacrifice of righteousness. There was one sacrifice, and it's been done. So what's our job now? Put your trust, the cross reminds me, trust in the finished work of the cross. And then finally, as we close, T is for tell. Tell somebody. The devil don't care. He lost you so much, it hurt, right? I remember Jesse DePlanta sharing. He said, when I got saved, the devil cried. He had a little service and said, we've lost a good man today. He said he was such a sinner, you know, just a little hellraiser. And he said, I'm just sure when I got saved, the devil cried and brought all his guys together and they had a little service. We've lost a good soldier. Even though the devil lost you, he's cool with that. Just shut up about it. So what are we going to do? We're not going to shut up about it. We're going to tell the world. Amen. We're going to tell somebody by our lifestyle, not just with our words, but we have to use our words. I remember one guy back in several years ago, he tells me, yeah, you know, I believe in preaching the gospel, but I like that method, use words when necessary. And my instant response was, guess what? Words are necessary. Amen. Our words are necessary, but we acknowledge him. We witness for him by our lifestyle, amen, giving into the gospel, into the church, and into ministries that are preaching the gospel, gets the word out. Think about the people that are into drugs or alcohol or whatever you name it, or pornography. I'm not hurting anybody but me. Yeah, if you're putting money into that, then you're spreading the gospel of that thing. And you're responsible for every crime related to that. Amen? For every accident that happens because somebody was drunk. You sow your seed into the gospel, you repent of your sins, and now you're sowing your seed to spread the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen? And that's where, I don't know about you, but that's where I want to be. I want everything counting for Jesus, everything counting for the gospel. Amen? So what are we going to do? We're going to tell somebody. Tell somebody by our life. Tell somebody with our words, with our giving, amen, by our love, loving people, not walking around getting offended. This week, I was tempted to send an email. Somebody had burned me and was making me mad on purpose, I think, and I had constructed this email, somebody in the business world that I work with, and I was like, you know what? It was 3 in the morning. I thought, you know what? This is bothering me. So I went and got my iPad at 3 in the morning. How many know that's a bad idea? to at 3 in the morning send an email because you're mad? Not a good idea. But I said, you know what? I'm just gonna get this out and see what it looks like. I didn't put any name in this. Don't put the name in this. Didn't put a subject. Didn't put an address. And I laid it out. I laid out the gripe. Laid it out there. But I thought, no, that's just not right. It doesn't feel right. So I went and got my word, started reading the word, and do you know all the hurt from that was just gone, like in 10 minutes. It was like, you know what? I could have just spent 10 minutes with Jesus instead of 30 or 40 thinking about this email, right? But his love came through. That would not have been a love thing. To have sent that angry email would not have been a love thing. But connecting with him, that's preaching the gospel too. Because even though you're antagonizing me and trying to make me mad, it ain't working. Because I'm connected with Jesus. That's telling somebody too. You can push my buttons all you want, but they ain't working. because I've been redeemed from offense. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Why don't you all stand up on your feet and this Resurrection Sunday and just give the Lord thanks. Just thank him for his presence. Lord, we thank you that you are so good. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, for that great sacrifice for all of us today. We thank you that you're alive and well, and you're alive on the inside of us. Just pray this after me. Say, Father God, I thank you for Jesus and all he accomplished for me. I receive it by faith, every last bit of it, and I choose to live for you. May my life tell others of the goodness and faithfulness of God, that they would be saved. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free, full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.